Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard in this steamy dog days of summer and fire up a grill or a smoker. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. And it is the weekend, so you must have your grill out by now. In this nice hot weather, it's the perfect time to be on your deck. Who wants to hang around a nice air-conditioned kitchen to do all your cooking?
That's right. Yeah, get out and sweat for your meat, right?
But, that's right.
It's all good. And you know what? We had some sweaty meat this week. Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah. But no, I did three different barbecues this week and got one later today, so that'll be capping off four. But we just, you know, tis the season to do barbecues for company picnics and things like that. And kind of had an opportunity to meld my, had my first opportunity to wear a name tag that said the name of my business that I make money at and the name of my business that I am a hobby at. And that was, I had a Home Life / Grilling Guys name tag on. So I was a customer and a vendor all at the same time at a, at an event we did, which was kind of cool. There's a countertop manufacturer in the country called Cambria, which is a quartz countertop, but their local fab
There's
shop.
There's a country called Cambria?
Right, yeah. Their local fab shop, Lakeside Surfaces up on the North Muskegon and Norton Shores area, had a party, and we were able to do the catering. Barbecue Bob and I came in with the portable barbecue, and but they set us up outside.
Oh, and Devil's Kitchen.
Yeah, that's where I want to talk about, because it was literally like 92 degrees, about 90% humidity, and the only thing that saved us, but it was a challenge too, was the wind.
I haven't felt heat like that since I broke down in Lovelock, Nevada.
Yeah. We won't talk about your love locks. It's kind of like, nah, whatever. We'll leave that one alone. But no, the challenge was if you've got an outdoor party, and we had to keep this food hot for 4 hours.
Right? Wasn't a problem.
Yeah, right. But hot enough that we didn't want it to go, you know, and below the danger zone and stay edible. So the point was we had to tent our little chafing dishes. And we just took tinfoil, wrapped around them, but it keeps the wind off the flame, lets the heat go up. And it was just one of those things where you had to adapt when you're on at the situation, because we weren't getting any heat on the meat. We brought it cooked. We weren't cooking there. We had cooked it earlier. But Bob cut the brisket and pulled the pork right when we were there. So that's another great tip.
I think the people liked it.
Oh, yeah.
That coleslaw you made was really good, too.
Yeah, they loved it. I mean, it
and, of
it
course, those
great
schnitz buns that you always pick up are...
Yeah.
Your buns are awesome, man.
Yeah.
Just tell you that.
The schnitzel bread bakery here in Grand Rapids, but yeah. If you got a local baker, it's just a little Vienna roll. It's got a hard on the outside and a real soft inside.
Kind of like us.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were a trooper. You let me duck out of there at 6 o'clock because I got a text saying the plane had landed.
Right.
And my new grandbabies arrived, and so I got to go to the airport and meet my daughter, Emily, and her husband, Matt, and our two little new granddaughters, which...
Your first time
finally,
seeing them.
Finally, yeah, after 2 months, I finally got to hold the little critters, and man, they cry a lot at that age. I forgot. I woke up several times that first night, and... between Thursday and Friday to hearing wah, wah, the other end of the house. I just looked at my wife and she says, go get one. It's like, no way. No,
yeah.
They can deal with it.
Yeah.
They made them. They can deal with them. But so today, Saturday, we're having a big party for them at the house. And we have about 150 to 175 people showing up. So I have, last night I fired up the big trailer smoker, and I have briskets and butts from Sobeys. I have all kinds of treats. I got my Timber Ridge patio deep fryer out. I'll be doing some fries, And
no, I think I'm going to be doing some fries because I got to get on one of those pieces of machine to let you enjoy the company. So I'm going to come over and pull duty. You can point me in any direction you want me to go, and I'll be there, and we'll get her done.
Yeah, and anyway, so we're going to have a big throwdown, and we've got a half barrel of some nookie showing up from Gravel Bottom. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have all these friends of Emily and Matt's are like 30.
Right.
And they all have kids now. So the parties have changed.
Sure they have.
Yeah. So it's just a little sangria for the moms and just a beer or two for the dads, and because they've got duties.
Right.
They
Everybody's
can't
got
have
families.
A party like they used to.
Well, and that'll be interesting, Bob, with the pool and stuff, that there'll have to be, you know, a lifeguard on duty, literally.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I mean, there's everybody at your
so
pad swims.
My backyard has never looked so good. All you have to do is have a party, and you get Mama Mo on the scene. And we have a checklist. She's a list person, and she's got this massive piece of paper with just duty after duty. And they're all lined up except for about two. They're all lined out except for about two. So it'll get you in shape. And if that doesn't get you in shape, do like I do and go down to Snap Fitness. You talk about breaking out a sweat. I was there this morning, and the boys were with me. You just swipe your card, go in, and I'm telling you, there's a sensation you get when you get accustomed to that in your routine. As soon as I walk into Snap Fitness, I'm like, go, because I have a workout playlist on my phone and a headset, and I hit the workout playlist. I throw my shoes on, I grab my bottle of water, and I start doing my routine. And an hour goes by so quickly that I very often don't even get to do all the workouts I want to do.
Sure.
It's awesome.
I'm going back to the list, okay, from Mo.
It's torture.
Because you butt dialed me and you didn't know it. And I'm listening to her and you go down this list inadvertently.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she's like, Bob, don't you commit to something you can't do. And I'm just laughing to myself going, oh, man, is he in the throes of it all right now. And I don't even remember what it was, but she had you going somewhere or picking something up.
She does drive a hard bargain.
She's like, she's dealt with that before. He took on five things, got three done.
That's my middle name. But you know what? Otherwise, I probably wouldn't get as many things done as I want to. And I'm 59 now, and I've got all these things I still have to do in my life.
Right.
I got to go. There's no time to wait. So in the next segment, what we want to talk about is some failures at the grill. And barbecue failures we're going to hit first, and then we might hit a couple successes if we're lucky.
Right. Yeah, you know what? We've all had them, and you learn from them if you get a chance to do that, and I think you all have. Just be man enough to step up and say, okay, what did I do wrong? Later in the show, you'll hear one of the sales guys here from iHeart stopped in to join us, and he's got a brand new smoker, and he was having some challenges, so we're going to take an opportunity to talk with him a little bit and walk him through a new piece of equipment, because anytime you get something new, there's a learning curve.
And speaking of new equipment, if you go on to thegrillingguys.com and look at the icon for ThermoPen, you'll see right now they have a sale on ThermoPops. It looks like a little lollipop. $29.99. It reads in 3.2 seconds as quick as a thermal pen does, but it's called a thermal pop. It looks like a little lollipop. And these are returned items that had a scratch or a nick, or the customer didn't know how to use it or whatever, but they're out of the package and they're $29.
Factory
refurbs. You save like $30 on them. They're really a very nice little pen to use. So that's on thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook / thegrillingguys, and you can check me out on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy, and you might enjoy some of our pictures and our rants and postings, or you might hate us.
Always several good pictures. When we go out on a barbecue, we try to capture the essence of what it is we're doing, and we'll post those pictures up, not just of the food, but
having fun. We need to start doing hot barbecue chicks on there. I think, you know, all the fat guys eating ribs are really turning people off.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you take those pictures. That'll be awesome. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about, hey, if you failed, learn from it. We're going to share some of our failures and maybe some successes. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.